Welcome back to the Sage Advice Podcast, and I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about children. Our children who, amidst the end of the second wave of the pandemic and fearing and anticipating the third wave, which seems to be just around the corner somewhere that we can't see, are at a very delicate, vulnerable state. And we really need to invest a lot of energy and time in looking closely at what children are going through. Every child needs support is what we want to talk about today. And yes, as they've spent over a year at home, marching from one year of their academic cycle to the next, they still continue to struggle. They face many challenges. Teachers who've continued to struggle online to keep them afloat, keep them interested, keep them inspired and motivated in learning, are the unsung heroes, the supermen and the wonder women who really deserve all our appreciation. Yes, we'll have different views, different opinions, and we are continuing to face very different kind of struggles, but let's focus on children today. You know, a lot of children have now forgotten what it is like to wait for their turn, things that they had learned and imbibed while at school. The little ones have forgotten how to sit in a circle, or how to listen and how to cooperate. Are you an exhausted parent who's struggling with these issues? Are you facing tantrums and mood swings and slammed doors? A lot of children have forgotten how to listen and cooperate with you, right? A lot of children are facing post-traumatic stress because they look at the fear in your eyes and they read it. Have you faced a loss in the immediate family? Has the trauma of the loss of a grandparent or a dear one cast its long shadow on the face of your child? Are your children also spending hours on end playing games and looking at smartphone screens? Are they exhibiting those severe withdrawal symptoms when you take away their devices or try to regulate the time of use? Is there post-traumatic stress because there's been a tragedy within the family, or they've had their first encounter with death? There seems to be a widening learning gap between various children. And I think a lot of schools and teachers deserve a lot of credit to be able to manage all that. Is that widening learning gap causing sleepless nights? Or what has now started to become more of a situation for adults and children alike? The coronasomnia? There are so many things, new terminologies, new words that are doing the rounds. Is money situation getting tighter? And is it starting to show in your behavior, in your attitude? And is it taking its toll on your children? I mean, every family cannot afford and provide equal access to technology. And with that lack coming into the picture, the learning gap seems to be widening even further. So there are so many unanswered questions, and that's exactly the reason why we feel that children are going to need support. Every child is going to need support to build back their mental muscle. Their well-being is no longer a fad that we talk about and just exhibit our sensitive sides. Their well-being is a true concern, an imminent true crisis that is staring us in the face and screaming for attention. We need to start showing more gratitude towards the teachers who have been handling this. And some of them have been really having a torrid time. But I'm going to reserve that for another episode. Today, I want to talk about really what children are going through. Now, imagine your children who are missing their friends and their peers. They're missing sharing laughter. They're missing sharing meal boxes, eating out of the tiffin that their friend brings because they love the sandwiches his or her mom fixes. they're just missing hanging out with their friends. Schools, ladies and gentlemen, are social setups. And when the school closes, the entire social fabric of your child is torn to bits. It's in shreds, it's in tatters. And today, 80% students surveyed are saying that their mental well-being has been impacted. There's been a different kind of grief. We know the world has seen a lot of loss of life and a lot of loss of opportunity, time. It's been so restricting, suffocating, and it's been so binding on everyone. But the grief our children are facing is a loss of normalcy. A sense of normalcy is gone out of their lives. They're baffled. They've never seen lockdowns, curfews, forced closure of shops and deserted marketplaces. Why can't they go out and play in the park? At times you try to make sense, but maybe it just doesn't make perfect sense to them. They want to be heard and validated. They're missing out on their social connections with loved ones, with friends, and they want to be heard and validated. But as a stressed out parent, you have other things to deal with, right? And you don't seem to have the capacity to deal with it. The schools are struggling to manage online learning and teaching, which is in itself a huge burden and a challenge. How can and who can listen and pay attention? That's what they want. They want to be heard. They want validation. There seems to be a huge void, a massive silence between you and your child. And that's why we at Sage Advice feel every child needs support. Every child is going to need a lot of help getting back on track, getting back into learning happily, to be motivated, inspired, and excited about learning. They're lazy, they're losing their sense of routine and balance, and they're losing a sense of time. We need to help them, we need to support them, and we need to work with you as parents, we need to work with schools and make this work. And how do we do it? Well, Sage Advice has got a team of counselors who are there to help assist and lead you back into that sense of normalcy. It could be as a family you seek counseling, it could be as a child, your child facing issues like maybe gaming addiction, maybe a loss of appetite, maybe confidence, faith, sleep. There's so many things that we need to work on. And as schools will reopen soon, let's hope, pray for that, say amen to that. We need to be ready. Our children need to be ready to go back into the folds of those happy school-going crowds where they are not worried about not having gained enough knowledge or enough height, or they're not worried and scared to go back and mingle. We want them to look forward to that. But are we helping our children go through this difficult phase? Are we supporting them at every step? That's what we need to do. And at Sage Advice, that is exactly what our teams want to do. We want to make sure that every child is supported back to normal life and gently led into it. Reach out to us. We're just trying to make sure that we make a better life for all of us. And we want to work with the parents, we want to work with the teachers, and that's exactly what I'm coming down to. Our next episode is going to be all about why teachers need all the support. And yes, we'll lead up to why all of us need support as we try and get ourselves together, get the pieces of our lives together, and walk back into normal life post the pandemic. So continue to listen, continue to reach out to us, log on to our web portal, seek advice from our counselors, book sessions with us, and there's plenty more coming up in the shape of webinars. So all the news on sageadvice.in/events. Keep listening to our podcast.